Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Well, I guess I kind of closed off yesterday with a little bit more zeal than some people would have appreciated. But, you know, that's really how I feel about it. We got too many people who think everything, just because we're in this wonderful country, that everything needs to be handed to us. There's nothing really free in this world. Like I said yesterday, God's love is free and salvation is free, but everything else carries a price that needs to be paid. And somebody's got to pay that price. Why not have it be you? But let's go back to the widow and get away a little bit from my rant, if we can. And this poor widow had nothing, at least nothing in her mind. She did have something, but what she had was very valuable. It was worth more than she could have ever imagined. But she was about to discover just how valuable it really was. Wait, all she had was a little bit of oil. She had the oil, that symbol of the presence of God in her life. She had a little bit left. It was nearly gone and disappearing fast, because somehow I believe that she had lost faith in God's ability to provide for her need. All she could see was the problem and not the solution. All she could see was her circumstances and not the hand of God upon her. My friends, if all of you have left in your life is the oil, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that unction of the Spirit that gives you supernatural grace and power, you still have all you need. It's just time to stir up the gift that's in you and to get those faith juices moving again and to believe God for a miracle, because a miracle is on its way right now if you allow it to come. Look beyond your need and see the provision of God that's coming. Look ahead in faith and know that God will not fail. See it in your heart by faith, even though you can't see it with your natural eyes. God is still God, no matter what your need. So the prophet began to speak by revelation knowledge. He had suddenly gone from using the wisdom of man to speaking the wisdom of God. He had that unction of the Holy Spirit within, speaking to him and giving him a word of wisdom straight from the mind of God. In verse 3, it says, go, borrow 3 vessels abroad from your neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. What would she need with empty vessels if she only had enough oil for a little pot? It made no sense in the natural mind to do this. Are we going to sell the borrowed pots, or are we going to rent them out, or claim that we lost them and then use them to make money somehow? That's the way things would go today. What would empty pots do to solve her problems? Now, how poor was she? I want you to notice this. She didn't even have any pots of her own. She probably already sold everything she could. She did all the yard sales and all the other things. She'd been to the pawn shop as much as she could. She'd done her part up till now, but now came the real test. All the pots you sold to the neighbors, go borrow them back. Get their empty pots along with the others. Matter of fact, not just 3, get as many as you can. The spirit of prophecy and the word of wisdom had come upon Elijah, but now the power of those words spoken under the unction of the Spirit of God, the breath of God by the prophet, had struck the heart of this widow woman, and she sprang into action. Listen to me. The anointed word of the Lord carries a power to change the heart and move the soul. When the word is from the Lord, it will accomplish what it is meant to do and will not return empty. She was told to go get empty pots. Not pots that had a little oil in them already. Bring no pots back that have something in them. God doesn't need anything that's already got a start. He doesn't need anything from us, my friend, but obedience. He is the provider. You and I, we're supposed to be the obedient servants. When you and I, when we come to Jesus, we can only come as an empty vessel. His anointing is waiting, but it won't come if we're full of pride and selfishness and self-righteousness and think that we have anything to offer as a price for his anointing. If we come with a predetermined plan, it doesn't work. You and I, we must be empty of self. We have no price to give that is worthy. All we can do and all we must do is just present ourselves as living sacrifices, giving him our emptiness and asking him to fill us with the oil of his presence. Elijah continues in his directions under the unction of the Spirit in verse 4 when he says, "And when you come in, shut the door upon those and upon you and upon your sons, and you shall pour out into all those vessels. And you'll set aside that which is full." Wait a minute. From that little thing? Listen to me. When you come into your own place, into your own house, into the presence of your God, into the place where the realm of the Spirit, where you should dwell, shut the door. If you want God's best, if you want the presence of God, if you want to have the miracles of God manifested in your life, if you want to have the unction of the Holy Ghost be upon you, it can only happen one way. You have to get alone with God in a secret place and shut out everything and everybody who will distract you from hearing and receiving from the Lord. You're not going to get the oil of God's presence from another person. You're not going to get the oil from somebody else's blessing. You're not going to get the oil by just wishing. You can only have it if you're willing to pay the price to get it. Personal responsibility. And when you get shut in with God in that secret place, then start to stir up the oil that's already within. Stir up your faith. Stir up your spirit. Stir up the comfort zone. Stir up the meaning business. Start meaning business with God and like you've never done it before. Back in the old days, and I've asked this question to some other people, when's the last time you ever heard the term or you ever did it called praying through? When's the last time you prayed and you prayed and prayed, and if you didn't get the answer, you just kept right on praying until you got a breakthrough? You know, God's left a little oil in the original vessel, but it's not going to help you until you allow the Spirit of God to begin to move in you so that it can pour out in faith and believe that somehow God is going to give you new life, new hope, and new direction. Verse 5 says, "So she went from him, shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels, and she poured out." She not only poured out a little oil that she had in obedience, but she poured out her very life at God's command. So I'm going to ask you here, we're midweek, are you willing to pour out your very life at God's command? You know, I wonder what crossed her mind. Has this prophet lost him? What if he's wrong? What if I pour this out and it just gets less and less and there's none? Well, it's this or die. Sadly, I think some of us have to get to that point. We have to get to the point where there's nothing left to do. I've seen those times when I've wondered, God, I've got nothing left to give. I've got a few talents, a little time, a little wisdom. But what have I got? What do I have is a little oil of the Spirit, a little unction of the Holy Ghost so I can pour out through an empty vessel to those around me. I might just have a little. But they have nothing. Talk tomorrow.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.